concept of American freedom was based on a large land with room for many people. Our forefathers encouraged oppressed people from all over the world to come settle here and enjoy the fruits of freedom. These people came, and they came by the millions, all races, all creeds, and all colors. These great numbers of very different people, which our ancestors sought, have been one of the factors of the difficulties we have encountered in our nation recently. We believe the meeting of these differences have already resulted in one of the richest and greatest musical heritages in the world. We also believe that the spirit of cooperation and brotherhood is instilled in our society. Our nation could be one of the most enriched and strongest nations in the history of all mankind. With our presentation, we're going to show how Northern Europe, Southern Europe, and Africa have been a major influence in our culture, heritage, and how, in music, they have blended to form the only new musical art form to appear in the Western world.
Country and Western music is one of the most popular types of music in the Western world. This music was created in this country by the coal miners and farmers of Northern Europe who brought folk songs and religious music to America. There have been a lot of changes made to these folk songs through the years, and what you hear today is country and Western music sounds a lot like this. Well, fear is out and hope is in, the spirit lives, the song begins to echo in each woman and each man. It's a song of work, a song of praise, a song of how the people raise their heads and hearts and holler, yes we can, yes we can, my brother, yes we can. Yes, we can, my sister, yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
The dream ain't over, it's just begun. This time round, it's for everyone. So sing out, America, yes, we can.